Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA, this is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts and great bathrooms. Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar. Wyoming Avenue in Exeter, because, you know, when the restrooms are something people talk about, you can just imagine how good the pizza is.
And you didn't have to make them so nice.
You didn't.
It's your
clean
fault. Pizza's good. Bathrooms are great. Man.
No, pizza's great.
I said pizza's great. Bathrooms are great.
Hi, Lindo.
Tons of beer. Hi, Lindo. Yeah, that's better. Segment.
How are you?
Yes. Good.
She's always good.
He started drinking an hour ago. I just want you to know.
Did you taste this beer yet?
I had a sip because you know me. I can't wait.
This is a different beer.
It
came in.
Weird color, too.
Oh, yeah. It came in last week. And I'm
What's weird about it?
I have never had a beer on the radio before. From Vietnam.
Oh.
Or Nam. I'm not sure which one it is. But regardless, that's irrelevant.
It's a Vietnam, right?
It's Vietnam.
Vietnam.
You say Nam, I say Nam. Whatever.
It's not. This is not a tomato thing.
It's a Vietnam thing. All right, back to the beer.
Vietnamese beer.
I never had one either. I should leave. I feel like I'm taking away from this.
Goodbye. Turn off his mic. We're done.
But I was thinking, all right, should I bring this to the radio or not? Because it's not necessarily seasonally correct.
Okay.
Because
I knew that as soon as I drank it.
Is it called like summertime blues or something?
Well, it's a cucumber pilsner.
So that's more like spring summer, right?
So, I mean, as soon as you taste it, we're jumping right into the beers.
We do not have beer news today. You can get your beer news at mybeerbuzz.com. Yeah,
I tasted this beer and I was like, I couldn't stop. I just wanted to talk about it.
Okay. So you not only did you think because it was from Vietnam, it was interesting, but you liked the taste, even though it's not seasonally correct.
I haven't had it until right now, but the idea of a cucumber pilsner, I think it would be nice and refreshing and easy to
like
drink.
And it is, right?
And yeah, like next time I'm in Vietnam, this would be really refreshing there.
So this is called what?
Okay. The name of the brewery is HOD Saigon, which stands for Heart of Darkness in Saigon.
So everything about it's light.
HOD Saigon.
HOD Saigon is the name of the brewery. And the name of the beer is Bia Dua Leo. B-I-A-D-U-A-L-E-O.
I love this. It's almost, it's like Dua Lipo. They should get her to do Bia Dua Leo.
Pretty much.
What are you going to be for Halloween? I'm going to be a Dua Lipo.
Yeah.
I love this.
I would have drank this on Halloween. But this
Bia
is
Dua Leo. Is there like what that means?
Let's find out.
I don't know. Ask Jeeves.
All right. You go ahead. Is Jeeves even around anymore?
I think they knocked it to just ask.
So yeah, Jeeves died.
Jeeves
died. No, I don't know. Jeeves died.
I think he transferred to a different company.
Yeah, he's a. So you were really important at one point. Yes, everyone asked me everything, and then Google.
The Vietnamese word means beer. Dua Leo means cucumber.
So it's cucumber beer.
So it's cucumber beer.
So creative they are.
But it sounds awesome.
Guess what?
I'd like some Bia Dua Leo.
Bia Dua Leo sounds a lot better than cuke beer.
You know what's funny about this beer? It's absolutely delicious. It's exactly what you'd expect from the name of it. Mm-hmm. But there's also this element of it that makes me feel like I'm at Bath & Body Works a little bit. Very like light and fluffy, and they have cucumber lotions.
Have you ever had anything from brewery before?
Wait. What?
Have you ever had
why does this beer make you think of it? I guess
cucumber melon?
Cucumber melon, maybe.
Yeah, the lotions and stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste, you're insulting the beer.
No, it doesn't. It has that, like, it's a fresh and, it's light and refreshing.
It has nothing
like
to
that.
Do with that kind of scent, although that's a yummy scent.
Yeah, I didn't say it's a bad scent.
Well, right. I guess a cucumber Yankee candle could go the same way.
Have you ever had any beer from this brewery at
all? I've had one or two beers.
So from what Vietnam. Made you get this beer?
Yeah.
I
saw cucumber pilsner even when I bought it, and I'm like, all right, that's probably going to be cool. And it was sitting on the shelf, and I said to Nick, my cousin, I said, this is the Vietnamese beer.
Right.
It's here.
That's cool that you guys do that, because at one point I asked you about beers and he's like, there's a beer for everything. Like, the names have all been taken. For you to find something that stands out, that's cool.
I like it.
Cool.
I actually like this. It is refreshing, as you say. So when you think about it seasonally, I think of it more for, but you know what? It doesn't really matter. It's a matter of taste, whether, you know, you want something deep and dark and roasted or.
In the last couple of years, there have been some craft breweries that have been starting to emerge their beer in this country. That, you know, like, I wouldn't really have thought of Vietnamese craft beer, or we have some Korean craft beer, and now there's a bunch of new Japanese craft beers that might be coming around. So it's just trying a lot of the beers that have obviously been inspired by the American craft culture in other countries,
right.
And have them be something fantastic.
And this
like
is
this.
Not hoppy.
No,
it's
no.
not a hoppy one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The color is like a mid color, right? I mean, it's not super light, but it's not.
It's beer colored beer. Right, it looks like a beer. If you didn't know what we were drinking here, you could say this might possibly be like a Miller or Budweiser in the color.
Am I wrong? My impression of this would be if there's somebody who comes in going, I like beer. They're probably going to be annoyed by this, but there's going to be people who are going to come in and be like, I can't believe how delicious this beer. And people are going to love this because it's so different.
It's different. It's light. The cucumber comes.
It's really good.
The cucumber comes through, right? I think it's good.
Mm.
I like it. Okay, he's sucking it down.
Yeah, he is. You're eyeing that up.
I'm almost through my quarter cup here.
Yeah,
well, I'm not drunk.
It's very slight. I can. Once you tell me it has cucumber, I can taste that very light kind of flavor. I think it's very unique.
I mean, cucumber is refreshing when you put it in a cocktail or anything.
Cucumber water where they just put slices? It changes the whole flavor.
I'm looking online at the packaging, which is like a bright, like green. It's
very trippy. Trippy, if you will.
It's trippy. It's black and like a bright green.
And I call this out, too. I just noticed this. The font they used for Bia Dua Lipa is the Disney font, I think.
No.
I think it is.
It's Disney. I guess it's Disney-esque.
It's got like the Disney font with like,
oh,
like Magic Kingdom.
It's a little bubbly.
I don't know what the Disney font is, so I'll have to just claim ignorance.
I think it's actually called Disney font, yeah.
Yeah, it might be. No, I mean, that doesn't change any feelings about the beer. It's just it doesn't, you know, it's interesting.
I like it. I give it a 9.2.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah.
Let's just go up to 10?
Right, yeah.
Then that is heavy. That's
Do you find yourself liking a cucumber beer? Usually is that...
I mean, there's not a lot of cucumber beers. There's some dill pickle beers, and
this is
up my alley. If it was a hot day out, this is great.
Right,
it's great today.
Do you have any other beers from them? I've seen that they have other stuff like coffee beers. No, this is the only because you'd like the cucumber thought there.
I haven't brought anything else in, but now that I've tried this, we will.
You might try that too.
Is there a flavor like you said you were like, oh, cucumber beer, and you kind of lit up like, let's get this.
Yeah.
Is there like a bucket list you have of flavor combinations or flavor profiles that you're like, I'm dying to see blank. Is there anything like that?
I'm normally intrigued by peach, by grapefruit.
There's something you've never seen before.
Oh, no.
There's nothing out there.
I think everything's been done, even cat.
A lot of it's done.
Right? I mean, I had
beer. So. Yeah, I did. We've had that. We had a beer that was actually made with goat brains.
I missed that one.
We did yeast from a guy's beard. For the love of God. What's left?
We had one on the air with mushrooms in it.
Didn't we have one with pepperoni? I think we've done that.
We did the pizza beer. Mamma Mia from Sprecher had garlic and
garlic
and tomatoes and weird stuff in it.
My neighbor who likes beer got mad at me because he's like, why would you do that to me? Yeah, but it's a novelty.
It's a novelty, it's fun. Yeah. It's a novelty. This one's a good one. I like this one. Again, we are doing, it's Bia Dua Leo, not Dua Lipa.
B-I-A-D-U-A and Leo, like
and
L-E-O.
It's Heart of Darkness, H-O-D, Saigon. Yeah. This is Vietnamese beer, which is wild.
And you have it in stock. It's there, ready to go.
Yeah.
Definitely worth drinking.
Checking it out.
Yeah,
anything really exciting going on elsewhere?
No.
Are we getting ready for Pilgrim Pizzas? He's looking at me like,
oh my God, I was going to say, that doesn't happen until November.
It doesn't.
But here we are.
Not yet.
Until Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
Coming up.
Well, see, this is important for us to tell people. The Pilgrim Pizza is coming on Wednesday. Explain the Pilgrim Pizza for those who may not know.
It's a pizza with pilgrims.
And it comes over from Europe, right?
We use our regular dough, our regular cheese, and it's topped with roasted turkey. And we use a little bit of stuffing, some cranberry aioli with a side of gravy.
Is it Johnny Lucas? Johnny Lucas got it last year, right?
So he's, good.
Still talks about it.
Oh,
it's crazy.
My gosh. The Pilgrim Pizza's coming.
It's really good and fun to eat and not great to make.
But I was going
to
say, I remember, this is how much pride you take in this. I was like, can you bring one in? You're like, it won't be good that in the morning.
Yeah,
like,
nobody's,
really, you want it fresh out
pizza
of the oven.
In the morning, yeah.
And I thought that was really cool.
Next Friday, do I want to wake up at 6:30 and go make a pizza and bring it in? No.
Oh, I got excited for...
If you did, brownie points. All right. Anyway, today's beer is H-O-D Saigon, Bia Dua Leo. A big thumbs up.
Cucumber.
Have a great week. Yeah. Enjoy the Pilgrim Pizza. We can't, but maybe just go down and buy one Thursday night and bring it in.
You think I got Pilgrim Pizza money?
No. The Friday Beer Buzz is powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, and Pilgrim Pizza.
I'm getting
starting
one
Wednesday. Oh, he saw me point. Growlers and Crowlers, 43 rotating drive. Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter, the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.